As we come together for the first time in 2015 to participate in the table of the Lord, I would encourage any of you, all of you, that you come to this table more often. As Paul tells us, the words of the Lord at this table in 1 Corinthians 11, as oft as ye come, do it in memory of me. You don't need me to participate at this table. I really want my words, or better, I want the understanding of what this table is to come home. This table, it come home to you, each and every one of you who hears this. This table is a table of faith. At it, there is a cup of wine and a piece of bread. If you don't have wine and you don't have bread, get water. Get something to symbolize the cup. Get something to symbolize the broken bread. They're symbols, folks. They're simple elements. The substance behind the symbol is the important thing. This cup at this table represents the life of Jesus Christ that was given for us all, that we who were dead in trespasses and sins, has he now given life to. In coming to this table, in remembering Jesus, who gave his life, symbolized in the what Jesus said of the cup, this is my blood, the blood of the New Testament. It represents what Christ has done for us, that not only did he take all our sins upon himself, but through the blood of Jesus Christ are we cleansed from all our sins. when you understand that, what joy it should bring. In this relationship with God, through His Spirit, there is an understanding of God's righteousness, not ours, of God's faithfulness, and through His Spirit and through His gift, our understanding that we are all sinners, but at this table, the promise available is through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been cleansed from all our sins. And in spite of what we may see of our lives, or in our lives, we look not to ourselves, but unto Jesus. That's the importance of coming to this table, of the action of taking this cup to our lips, and discerning what Christ has done as we lift it. And say, thank you, Lord, for your grace. And thank you, Lord, for being merciful to me, a sinner. Take it in Jesus. The broken bread also a symbol. He said, take this bread and eat it. This is my body, which is given for you. In that statement by itself, there may not be a great deal of understanding. But as we, through the scriptures, have revealed the meaning of His body, particularly in Isaiah 53, particularly in Matthew 8, particularly in 1 Peter, we understand. Isaiah says, with His stripes, we are healed. Matthew says, He took upon Himself all our infirmities and sicknesses and healed all that were sick. Peter, looking back to the event wherein Christ gave His back to the smiters, never required in the law of redemption. But Jesus went beyond And we at this table do remember him. And in that remembrance, do, through taking this bread and declaring with our lips the promise of God, this act of faith, wherein we do declare that with his stripes we were healed. Take the bread. In Jesus' name. Amen. And as we said in the beginning, it was a done deal, as Jesus' words on the cross saying, "It is finished." Oh, because of our human state, we do need to constantly be reminded, to often come to this table in memory of him.